Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 572. It's the last day of August 2016, the 31st, of course. And today on the podcast, I have Malki, Oil and Gas Sector Authority, talking about Aminex and Independent Oil and Gas. Also, CEO of Brand Communications, Alan Green, brushing up on Just Eat. We covered them a while back. And also covering Patisserie Holdings, cracking ticker, cake. I also have the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website. Very important, a measure of sentiment, this. And you should check this list out. Really should. And I think I may give this a separate section on its own on the website there, because it's a very important list. And also, today's One For Your Watchlist, suggested by Groucho Marx. Yes, he's alive and kicking. Do you know what? I used to love the Marx Brothers. I've got obsessed with them, so I watched their films. But I'm assuming this is not the Groucho Marx. But anyway, Groucho Marx suggests that you put Codal Minerals on your watch list. I'll give out the reasons for that in a few minutes' time.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, Oil and Gas Sector Authority, Malki. You're right, fella.
Very well, thanks, Justin. And you?
Yes, time goes, isn't it? Last day of August today.
I know.
And so it should be the markets. Saying that, smaller caps haven't been doing so badly, you know, in the recent months, but they reckon the markets have come back, you know, sort of comes back into liveliness in September, they reckon, don't they? So we'll see.
It's in Ledger Day, Justin.
Yes, that's right, it's in Ledger Day, yeah, of course it is. All right, Marky, so what are we looking at today? What have you got on your list there?
Well, I'm just going to talk about a couple of stocks which have been really struggling up to about a few months ago with market perception, and now looking that much better. I'm talking about Aminex, and I'm going to talk about Independent Oil and Gas.
Okay, let's go for it.
So Aminex, which is a Tanzanian based stock, but the management here have worked really, really hard in the last two or three years to get a strong position of gas production, and they have now, within the last few weeks, announced obviously first gas from Kilwinu North, and more importantly, in the last few days they've actually been paid for their shipments. So I think that this is looking good. You can see on the chart they've had a decent bounce, but they're only actually, if you take a slightly longer term chart, they've only just cleared through the high from about a year ago. They've recently raised some money. They've got an extremely supportive shareholder. Jay Battagier is a fantastic CEO, and I think that they'll take it on further from here. So for a small company, there's a potential for upside in this stock is very significant. And it took Jay, you know, a lot of people, you know, I was happy. I believed the story, but it took a while. But now the money's coming in, and they've raised some more money, and the outlook is very promising. So stay very positive on Aminex, Justin.
Yeah, so halfway through, 2008, they're at 20 pence, and now they've just at 1.85 pence. But they had a nice, two trading days ago, I'm assuming that was Friday, they had a nice rise there, didn't they? Broke through all the moving averages.
That was when they announced they'd had their first check-in, which is most important for these companies, small companies.
Yeah, definitely. And so it looks like if they stay above those moving averages, looks like it could be a bullish thing, because if you look, they've been banging their head on the 200-day moving average for a long time there, and now they may be starting to move above that, so that's always a bullish sign. Cool.
Yeah, very positive. And I like the fundamentals as well.
Yeah, okay. So, and the next coming, IOG, yeah?
The oil and gas, it's been in the news a lot in the last few weeks. They've been drilling a well on Skipper, which was an appraisal well, really, but when a long time ago when it was drilled, they never got the oil to the surface. They've now found the oil is in, it's come to the surface. It's all being tested at the moment. I'm confident that it'll be good quality oil. There's a whole lot of things all going on. I mean, they had to drill this well without a farthing to their name, and so that they've roped in, you know, favors from the drillers and so on, and they will all stay with them, because now that there's a success, there's a program, and it's worked. They've got London Group, which is has given them some money to do some of these things and some more in the future. They've made an acquisition called Vulcan, which nobody else could have done. I mean, because it's where it is and so on, it's as cheap as chips. And when it completes, which I'm sure it will, it'll be proved to be added into their hub system with things like Blythe and obviously the Skipper well. I'm expecting some quite good things from this company. They're well managed. I like the guys who run it. Skipper, will be two. They'll have two or three things like this coming through in their hub system in the Southern Gas, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to get this right. They've certainly been through some adversity in the last year or two, and I'm really positive that. That from here on in, there could be quite a lot of upside here, Justin.
Yeah, well, it may be worth taking advantage, because they had some news out today about the resignation of Michael Jordan from the board. They said it's nothing to do with IOG itself, it's personal reasons. But there's some weakness on that, 5.6% down, so maybe an opportunity, you know?
Yeah, definitely so. This is a personal thing, nothing here whatsoever. I'm confident in the management to well supported, and they're going to do well from here.
Marvellous. AEX, M&X, and IOG, Independent Oil and Gas. Cheers, Malky. Speak next week.
Thank you, Justin. Look forward to it. Bye now.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Brand Communications, Alan Green. You're all right, Al?
Yes, Jess, I'm good. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. I'm still sort of recovering from the bank holiday weekend. It threw me out a bit. What didn't help was having a barbecue and a late drinking session on the Monday.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not. But the thing is, you know, when the weather's good and it runs over into Monday, then you just think, well, hell, you know, let's continue the party we were having on Sunday into Monday. And also, you know, it's still a quiet week, isn't it? Everyone's away still, so there's not really a great deal happening. So I think you can actually turn up at work suffering from the effects of booze and you'll probably just about scrape through.
Yeah, just about. Well, do you know what? It's the last day of August, so this is almost the last day of silly season. So, St. Ledger. When is St. Ledger Day, by the way? When is that supposed to be? Let's have a look.
Oh, my word. Yes.
Just Google it right now. St. Ledger Day 2016. It's got to be this weekend, surely.
Because it's day. I thought it was the second weekend.
September 10th.
That's right. Second weekend.
All right. Well, anyway, what were we looking at stocks wise, Al?
Well, just to help cure that hangover, we've long discussed food stocks on the podcast here. We of course talked about Just Eat, the amazing takeaway group that have those memorable ads, the tikka masala ads and all the rest of it. Well, Just Eat, we spoke about when the stock was £3.70, then £4 again, and you know just how this company was making waves and changing the takeaway food sector as Uber has changed the minicab sector. Shares have since that time hit £6, currently trading £5.45. Of course, I'm not taking all the credit for that, but it's good that we picked that company up when we did, and hopefully anyone that got involved and is still holding will have seen. We'll have seen some profits added to their portfolio. But particularly on the subject of hangover cures, I want to look at another company today called Patisserie Holdings with a fantastic epic code, aptly a cake, C-A-K-E.
Nice.
Patisserie Holdings, 140 different stores, Flower Power Bakeries, Patisserie Valerie, Drucker's, Baker & Spice, Philpott's. This is wedding cakes, gâteaux, cafes, sandwiches, ice cream parlors, confectionery, you know, marzipan, all
you're
stuff.
Making me hungry, Al.
I know. It's I'm salivating at the prospect, but there we go. But this company is run by none other than Luke Johnson, of course, the famous restaurateur and entrepreneur, Patisserie Holdings are basically promoting and building this chain and network of cafeterias and bakeries throughout the UK. At the interim stage in May this year, revenues had grown 14%, pre-tax up 20%. There's a dividend yield there of 0.5%. And Chairman Luke Johnson said he was very upbeat about the second half. They'd opened 12 new stores during the first half of the during the first half of the financial year, and it was full steam ahead. And indeed, the company certainly in regard to revenues, in regard to profits, EBITDA, everything else, is making progress. Oddly enough, the share price seems to be lagging behind. We've seen a year high of 470p, year low of 255, and the share's currently trading at 322p. They have picked up a bit. Just watching, looking at what the broker's been saying about the stock as well, FinCap are very enthusiastic. They've just upgraded their rating from hold to buy with a 350p price target. The Canaccord have a buy rating and a 380p price target, and Peel Hunt have a hold rating and a 360p price target. So I would say that given the success of food chains, Greggs is probably the closest comparison we can make here. And we all know how well Greggs are doing. And in fact, when I was driving out of Brighton the other day, I noticed that Greggs had opened up a new takeaway food store. So this is obviously a new angle for them. And clearly, Patisserie Holdings are in the same area. They're expanding fast. They're paying a dividend. And really, the shares are well off the year high. I would say that there's probably a good opportunity to pick them up in the next couple of months in the run up to full year results in November.
Yeah, do you know what? Whenever you see double digit gains, I always think that's a good thing. Revenue up 14. I'm looking at the interims here for six months ended 30. Yeah. You said revenue up by 14.4%.
EBITDA up 21%.
Yeah, pre-tax 20%. Yeah, looks good, doesn't it? Wow.
Well, it does, yeah. And Luke Johnson's got a great track record in this area too. And having him at the helm, that just adds an extra bit of spice into the mix for me, if you will, excuse the pun. But that really does add an extra reason to buy or hold this stock. You've got a bit of a yield too, but we're in the run up now to the full year results in November. Luke Johnson was very upbeat and positive about what the second half would deliver, and really. Unless something dreadful happens, and I can't really see that because, let's face it, all of the hangovers after the bank holiday weekend, they'll be snacking on Patisserie Holdings products left, right, and centre, I would imagine. So I think this is one that's really worth a closer look.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why I have to look back at your own research here, but back in June 10th, they were like trading at 350 a share, and all of a sudden they dropped back. Mm. Almost down to 250 a share. They're back up to 325 now, or 324. But they're still not, they're moving at 200-day moving average is 350. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if it punches above that. You think it'd go higher. But good sort of figures there. And definitely food for thought, Al.
Food for thought, indeed. Possibly the reason for the fall was the additional investment in the new stores, but clearly that's speculate to accumulate. And given that they've got a successful track record, if they carry on investing and opening new stores, then that is going to weigh on the cash that the company have. So that will account for the fall back. But nonetheless, longer term, if we're getting at this level, then there shouldn't be too much downside, one would hope.
Yeah, well, the proof is in the pudding now. Who doesn't like a bit of cake, eh? That's a good tick of that. Cheers, Al. Thanks very much.
A slice of Patisserie Holdings. Cheers, Dust.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. They are. It's all changed, pretty much. At five, Sunrise Resources. S-R-E-S. At four, Norricum Gold. They are on my watch list, and they did hit a nice little price recently. But check out NMG. Gulf Marine Services, GMS. At two, it's Gulf Keystone Petroleum. Two Gulfs there. That's GKP. And at number one, it's another G. It's Greatland Gold, GGP. So check them out and see why people are following those, because they're always worth doing some research on. I'm not saying invest. I'm not going to get any advice whatsoever to invest in companies. Just do some research on those companies. And if you see a company regularly appear in those top five, they're worth looking at. Okay. Today's suggested one for your watch list has been submitted by Groucho Marx. It's Codal Minerals, KOD. What does the company do? Mining and exploration company with assets and joint ventures on the Côte d'Ivoire, Mali, and also in Norway. They have 3.7 billion shares in issue. What's the current price of market cap? Just over 2 million market cap. Let me just check the price a minute. Let's have a look here. Oh, I'm seeing 0.0575 there on the price at the moment. What's the revenue and profit loss to the company generate? No revenue and loss cut to 466,000 for the year. How much cash or debt does the company have? Over 500,000 in cash, no debt. There's three reasons why you think people should put this company on your Vox Markets watch list. Number one, gold exploration joint ventures with Newcrest and Resolute Mining, where the companies are committed to spending $4.7 million and giving Codal free carry to develop. And number two, an agreement to acquire 90% of a lithium exploration project in Mali. And number three, these projects alone are likely to produce plenty of short-term news flow with little or no cash outlay. On last year's losses, Codal are funded until 2017. Always good to know that. So do your own research on that. That's Codal Minerals, K-O-D. Thank you very much for getting involved, Groucho, there. And listen, if you know of a company that you think people should put on their Vox Markets watch list, please submit it at the site there, okay? Just go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, click one of my blogs there, and hit the link, fill in the form. That's it for the podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.